No, there was nothing wrong with your stereo as you're listening to that music. It was a 1906 recording of one of the bands at the University of Illinois, conducted by A.A. Harding. And that was on the occasion of his first anniversary concert on March the 3rd. Oh, interesting. My own birthday, 1906, although I was hardly around then, much less thought of. And that comes off of a wonderful CD called The Illinois Legacy from the Alumni Band Association. That's one of the many Illinois-related tunes that will be played on a concert Thursday night by the University of Illinois Summer Band in their 104th season. And we'll be talking in just a moment or two with the interim director of bands, Linda Morehouse, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The show's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. And then coming up later on the program, I'll talk with Dave Wilson, who is leader of a band called, a very different kind of band, called Chatham County Line out of Raleigh, North Carolina. They are at least partly a bluegrass band, and they'll be playing on a bluegrass concert at Allerton Park in Monticello next Friday, not 2 days from now, but on Friday, June the 27th. I'll mention, as I have the last couple of days, for those who hadn't heard already, that this is actually my last week at WILL after 18 years at the station, 13 of those doing classical music, hosting classical music, first in the afternoon and then in the morning. And then Live and Local got started 5.5 years ago, a brainchild of our former program director, Jake Schumacher, and we turned it into what the show that it is, bringing you conversations and performances with and by both local artists and visiting artists performing locally. And just 3 more days of doing so, and then I'll be taking off to the Chicagoland area, Chicago suburbs, where my wife has taken a job, so I'm following her up there. And then starting next Monday, we'll have classical music in this time slot from 4 to 5. At some point, the station does hope to bring back some sort of arts-related program, but that's all under investigation at the moment. Let me introduce to you Dr. Linda Morehouse. She's been on the show a few times before. She's the interim director of bands at the University of Illinois, continuing a long legacy of bands, but not all that long a line of band directors.
No, not at all.
So you're kind of what, the sixth?
Yes, I guess you could say that.
And I don't know if I should ask this question or not. Do you aspire to be the non-interim director of bands, or is that to be? We shouldn't talk about that.
Well, it's an incredible honor to serve in the position at the helm at which I serve at this point in time, and we'll see what happens this next year as things go forward.
So the search is underway, I gather, or will be soon.
Well, there has to be an approval granted for the search, and I think that is what we are waiting on right now.
Yeah, the wheels of academic hiring can turn slowly, can't they?
Sometimes they just don't happen as quickly as you would like to.
Yeah. 104th season for the U of I Summer Band, but the band program is how old overall? Do you know offhand?
Oh, goodness. Well, when. Well, there was a band in existence, before Albert Austin Harding took the helm. I mean, he entered the and he's considered the dean of the American band movement, and he started at the university in 1902. He was enrolled as an engineering major. He also played on the varsity football team, and at that time, the way the history, the story goes, is the football coach at that time, George Huff, who was supposedly a very good drummer, said, "Hey, you should join the military band." And so Harding did, and after a few years, he became the principal cornetist, and then he was given the helm of an assistant director of that military band and what they called a teacher of band. And then it was just a couple years after that, when he graduated, that they appointed him director of bands.
So the legacy, as we said, is a long one. 104th season for the summer. There's going to be two concerts this season. We call them Twilight Concerts.
Yes.
And the first one is Thursday night.
Yes, tomorrow night.
Hopefully. Is that tomorrow? That is tomorrow, isn't it? This is Wednesday already. This week is going really fast for me. But that's another topic. And we hope it'll be performed in the twilight. The forecast not looking so good, but that's the nature of outdoor band concerts.
Yes, and if we do have rain, if it does look like it's going to rain, then the concert will be held in the beautiful Smith Auditorium.
Yeah, Smith Hall, which is just on Matthews Avenue, just a little bit away from the Illini Union.
Right, just the edge of the quad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this concert sort of recognizes a lot of the traditions of University of Illinois bands, musically speaking. Almost everything, if not everything on the program, has some direct or indirect association with the bands or with the state of Illinois.
Yes. In 2017, the university will be celebrating their sesquicentennial. And we're very fortunate in our summer band, which is more akin to a student/community band ensemble. We have some very special community band members who play in it, and many of them who are alums of the university. One of whom is a former officer with the Alumni Association here on campus. And so he approached me about putting together a special concert about the history of Illinois through its music. And that's what we've done. And we are bringing back sons and grandson of former directors, assistant directors, and then of directors of bands who have been associated with Illinois.
Did I count something like six conductors in this concert, five or six?
Yes.
You'll be the first, and then I recognize some of the names as people who've been here during my time. Gary Smith was assistant or associate. I don't remember what his title was.
Yeah, he started in 1976, and he was an associate director of bands and also the director of the Marching Illini, and he retired in the mid-90s.
And we have Tom Kaniva, who wasn't here all that long.
Tom followed Gary, and Tom was here for 10 years or so, and he's currently the director of bands at Ball State in Muncie, Indiana.
And the name that I recognize, the last name of Hinesley, Bob Hinesley, I assume related to a former director of bands.
Yes, Bob, he goes by Bob, but it's Robert Hinesley, and he is the son of Mark Hinesley, who was the director of bands here from 1948 to 1970. Mark Hinesley was hired in 1934 as an assistant to Albert Austin Harding, and was a well-known arranger. We probably have the largest collection outside of his son of Hinesley arrangements in our band library.
And so was Hinesley
He was the
second longest tenure, maybe? I'm quizzing you on things. Yeah. I shouldn't quiz you. I'm just trying to remember the timeline myself.
Harding is approximately 43 years in the helm. And so in Hinesley, while he started in 34, he took over the position of director of bands in 1948 and then retired in 1970, at which time Harry Beejan came along. And it was during Harry's era which he hired Gary Smith. And all of this is, it's very special to me because I knew Harry Beejan. And he, as with all the directors, they were very much beloved by their students.
Probably beloved and hated.
I think any time a teacher, you know, tries to keep you within the boundaries, you know, there might be a love-hate relationship. But in all those relationships, I think whenever there's a disciplined approach, you know, years later, those students come back and realize that the discipline was there because of love.
Yeah. And, of course, band directors over the years used to have a special talent for showing that love in harsh ways.
You are correct, but that has changed.
Yeah.
And it's changed because I think we know more now. We know more about the psychology of teaching, and I think individuals have expectations on how they should be treated and how they want to be treated. And this is one of the areas that we talk to our current undergraduate students who are going through the process of becoming teachers. Sometimes a little bit of sugar will get you a lot more than vinegar.
Mm. I think the one conductor we haven't mentioned, Mark Duker.
Mark Duker is someone who is currently teaching in Illinois. He's a band director, and he is the grandson of Guy Duker, who was here from 1953 to 1978.
As one of the assistant directors of the band?
Yeah, he was hired as an associate director
associate
of bands.
Director.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was another one. Bill, does he say Kissinger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill Kissinger or William Kissinger, he is the son of Everett Kissinger, who was an assistant director of bands here. He was hired in 1948, and he retired in 1976.
And finally, Barry Hauser, who is the current director of the Marching Illini.
Yes.
And he will be leading the band in music by John Philip Sousa, the University of Illinois March.
Yes, and Albert Austin Harding had a very special relationship with John Philip Sousa. They respected one another, and they were both part of the founding of one of the very important band associations that we have, which is called the American Bandmasters Association. And John Philip Sousa came to campus a couple times, and he got to see Harding in his work mode, and he got to see how meticulous a person Harding was, and especially how the library was arranged. And so upon Sousa's death, the family of John Philip Sousa took all of Sousa's materials and put them in trunks, which were then sent to campus, which formed the collection that we now call the Sousa Archives.
Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, housed in the Harding Band Building.
Which is right above my office.
Yeah. Well, here's the University of Illinois March by John Philip Sousa, played by the Illinois Wind Symphony, conducted by the next most recent director of bands, I guess, two removed, James F. Keene, here on Live and Local. Thank you. The University of Illinois March by John Philip Sousa, played by the Illinois Wind Symphony, conducted by James F. Keene, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, our program today made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-333-4577. That piece will be played on Thursday night, tomorrow night, during the University of Illinois Summer Band's first of two concerts this summer. It will be, well, we hope it'll take place on the quad between the Illini Union and Fullinger Auditorium on the campus in Urbana. And that concert, you know, curse me, I don't actually have a start time for the concert.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. And that's the voice of Linda Morehouse, who's the interim director of band. She'll be one of several conductors on this particular concert, having brought back some former directors and people who are related to former directors to lead the bands. What are some of the other tunes that will be on this program that have particular Illinois roots and traditions?
Well, Illinois, I mean, the Illinois State Song will be the first official thing that we will play after the national anthem, and then we have Illinois Loyalty, Cheer, Illini, Oski, Wow Wow, March of the Illini, Pride of the Illini. Of course, we just heard the University of Illinois March. And then Richard Wagner's Elsa's Procession to the Cathedral. This arrangement is by Mark Hinesley and his son. Robert Hinesley will be conducting it. And then we have some things that we generally will hear on the football field now, like the entrance number 3 and the 3-1. And then a couple other older favorites, especially of the alums who used to play these all the time when they were here, The Glory of the Gridiron by Alford, and then the Revelation March of Chambers. And then a couple circus things, Carl King's Barnum and Bailey's Favorites, which apparently was another popular tune that the students used to play, and the Goldman Illinois March, and then a collection of a lot of those tunes in one setting by James Curnow called the Illini Fantasy.
So a lot of Illini music.
A lot.
Here's one I pulled. Actually, it's up on the band's website somewhere, or at least you forwarded it to me, that there's a number of different vintages of this tune that is not very long. And I picked this one from the 1950s just because there's actually singing on it.
Yes, one of the interesting things about this concert is I've been learning about old traditions in history from some of the band members who played and sang these things during their time. We have a gentleman who's 83 years old and pretty much could almost play all of this by memory. But this particular piece, when it was done, they sang, and in the current version, we don't do that at this point in time. We should, because it's really pretty cool.
But you'll invite some singing on tomorrow night.
Oh, absolutely. We will definitely invite the crowd to sing toward the end of the concert. Yeah.
Thrills me and fills my heart with joy.
Well, you know the name of that one, I'm sure. And it turns out that was we were, I think, Linda and I talking about two different tunes that have singing in. Of the other versions that you had sent me along, nobody was singing on those on Oski Wow Wow. But the other one, you mentioned earlier, some of the marching band tunes. One is simply called Entrance Number Three.
Right, Entrance Number Three. There were a number of entrances that the band used to use, and then a couple of those became more popular than others. And so this particular entrance has a section toward the last third of it where the band breaks into singing. And when we were rehearsing this, the singing does not appear in the parts. This was just something that the band did at that time.
And how many of the folks in this year's summer band knew to chime in with that?
I would say about 15 of them.
Out of how big the band this summer?
The band is 70.
We have 70,
really? For this concert, and we'll have a little bit different personnel for our July 19th concert.
Let me mention that the July 19th will be...
I'm sorry, 17th.
July 17th.
Yes.
So it'll be the second of the summer band concerts, Twilight Concerts. And the first one, of course, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Both of those happening on the quad on campus, unless it rains, in which case it'll be inside Smith Memorial Hall. But then... just real quick, there's another event on July 3rd, since I won't be here to give you a chance to mention it. Tell us about that.
And I believe this is another concert in a series of concerts that were in existence before I moved here. I'm just finished my fourth year here, called Ice Cream and Independence. And so I've put together a group called the Champaign Urbana Civic Wind Band, and it's a group of university professors and students, and we also have with us for this concert the Canadian Brass. Our horn teacher was a member of the Canadian Brass for a few years, and then he left to go into academic teaching, and he just rejoined this past year, so a very special treat, and the concert will be at the Virginia Theater. It's also a 7 o'clock concert on July 3rd.
July 3rd, I think, is a Thursday?
Yes, it's a Thursday, and the theme is Americana. And so the band will play some numbers by band only, and then we have some numbers which we will do together with the Canadian Brass, and then the Canadian Brass, they also have some favorite tunes that they will perform by themselves.
At the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign.
Yes.
July 3rd.
And that's a ticketed event, and you can look for tickets at the Virginia Theater on their website, or you can call.
Or go to the box office.
Yeah.
Linda Morehouse is the interim director of bands at the University of Illinois. She'll be one of several conductors leading the University of Illinois Summer Band tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. And check the sky to see where it's likely to be. But I understand you have to make the call at about 3 o'clock. So
yes, we have to move
forecast.
Equipment.
Yeah. All right. Thanks very much for joining us on the program today.
You're very welcome.
Have fun tomorrow. Here is the 1972 incarnation of the U of I band's Entrance Number 3.
Good afternoon, football fans, and welcome to Memorial Stadium, home of the 2001 Big Ten Football Conference champion, Fighting Illini. At this time, we bring on the pride of the Illini with Director of Bands, James Keene, Marching Band Director, Thomas Geneva, Assistant Director of Bands, Peter Griffin, Graduate Assistants, George Brozak, Mark Day, Matt Luttrell, Mark McCormick, Brian Nesselrode, Jeff Randall, J.R. Trimp, and Mark Walker. Drum majors are Mark Decker, Amy Aka, and Holly Middleton. Our featured twirler is Mandy Patrick. Chief Illiniwick is portrayed by Matt Veroni. And your announcer is Andy Isbell. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and students, we proudly present the nation's premier college marching band, your University of Illinois Marching Illini!
University of Illinois Marching Illini here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our program is made possible with support from Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting audiences to enjoy Krannert Uncorked, a weekly free wine tasting almost every Thursday at 5 p.m. in the lobby. For more information, visit KrannertCenter.com. Stay tuned next for a conversation with Dave Wilson, lead singer and guitarist for a band out of Raleigh, North Carolina called Chatham County Line. They'll be playing at Allerton Park in Monticello next Friday, June the 27th.
Minute days come, never get back to where I'm from. Oh, I know where that woman, she waits for me. Before I lay the stone, she's underneath. I am the traveler. I am the one. I am the roller. My love is
gone. This music called The Traveler off of the nearly brand new CD by the North Carolina-based band Chatham County Line. They're going to be playing at Allerton Park in Monticello as part of a summer bluegrass concert Friday night next week. So that's the 27th with an opening band called Frank F. Sidney's Western Bandit Volunteers. That'll be from 6 to 7, and then Chatham County Line playing from 7 and 9. And with me on the line right now is Dave Wilson, who is the band's vocalist and guitarist. And Dave, is it fair to say leader of the group?
I guess so.
Did you pull it together yourself, or was this sort of an organic process somehow?
It was very organic. I had bought a mandolin, you know, years, probably 15 years ago, and started writing some songs on it. And I was in a country rock band with Greg Redlin, our bass player, and John and Chandler were in another band that we had seen and liked what they did, and I knew they played these acoustic instruments. And so we just started to get together and play songs together and have a few cold ones, and we enjoyed hanging out. And one thing led to another, and we got a recording contract with Yup Rock Records in North Carolina, and you know, that is it's all history now. I mean, we are studio records, one live album. Yeah,
that's fantastic. And what have you been around as a band, 12 years or so?
I think we're like a 29-year-old woman. We're just going to say 10 years.
Well, all the publicity says entering your second decade, so
that could mean
various things.
But in any event, sometime.
Yeah, well, congrats for making it that far. I mean, bands come and go pretty quickly sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it's a testament to our friendship as guys. I mean, we do like hanging out with each other, and even when we're home off the road, we call each other up and go out and do stuff and go see baseball games and stuff. So it's family.
Is there a core group of four or five guys? So I'm looking at various pictures that show anywhere from four to six or so. And mm-hmm. I know you've pulled in some extra players for this particular record.
It's a core group of four guys, and it's been that way for at least a decade now. Stand-up bass, banjo, I play guitar and harmonica, and John plays mandolin and fiddle, although not at the same time. And that's it, and we try to make as big a racket as we can live. And in the studio, our fabulous bass player Greg Redling plays a little piano and pedal steel, and so we really can flesh out some of the songs with a few different elements, which is a great tool to have.
I read that the process of pulling this particular album together was maybe even more organic than previous ones, and that you had producers involved and so on with ideas kind of coming up, not necessarily at the last minute, but...
Well, we definitely used Chris Damey is a great producer. He's been a DBs for years, and we used him on three records, I think, and Brian Paulson on our third album. And these last two records, Wildwood and this newest one, I've kind of taken the helm and produced it with the rest of the band members. in this record, more than anything, we really tried to write more together. In the past, I've done a lot of writing by myself and brought it into the group, but we really tried to just kind of cohabitate these songs with everyone's input and everyone's ideas, and I think we're the stronger for it, the end result.
I wonder if there's a song on here called Tightrope of Love, if that's a particularly good illustration of how things came together.
Yeah, that's a great example of that. Chandler, our banjo player, had written this banjo instrumental in this strange tuning, and I really liked it, but as a songwriter and a lyricist, I wanted to sing on top of it, so I took it home and took it back to the lab, and there's something about the way his banjo part sounded that my first mental image was someone walking on a tightrope, and so the lyrics just came from there, and we worked on that song for a long, long time to just try to fit every little idea into the 3 minutes that it ends up being, and we love it, and it's actually our first, you know, been together forever, it's our first official video. We shot a video for the song, which we're excited about.
I bet, and I imagine folks can find that on your website.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and the website is, I didn't write it down, just Chatham County Line.
Yeah, chathamcountyline.com is where you find all sorts of stuff about us.
Yeah, easy to find there. Well, let's give a listen to this one. It's, I guess, effectively the title track of the CD called Tightrope. It's the song is called Tightrope of Love. Chatham County Line will be at Allerton Park in Monticello a week from this Friday. So Friday, June 27th, part of an evening bluegrass concert. And they'd be happy if you'd join them. My guest is Dave Wilson of the band here on Live and Local. Tightrope of Love from the CD Tightrope. It just came out last month. from Chatham County line on Yep Rock Records. I love the name of that, Yep Rock Records. You don't happen to know where that name comes from, do you, Dave?
God, that's a great question. I think it's an old Skip James song, maybe. It's a direct quote from an old blues number. And the guys from Yep Rock, who started Red Eye Distribution, which was a CD distribution place for years, and they did it out of the back of their van and decided to make a label to cut out the middleman. And they've been really good to us through the years. And this is our seventh release with them. So I guess we're happy.
Apparently so. And they with you. Did you have any sort of unifying concept behind this CD?
Not really. Over the years, we've gone from really trying to, you know, at first we were trying to be a bluegrass band. We were trying to be, you know, Del McCurry Jr. But then as the years went by, we realized if we focused on our strength and the things that we grew up on each individual has such a broad range of influences. If we just focus on that and not try to be anything but ourselves, that we would come up with a sound that is the sound of us four when we play together. And that's something undeniable. And we really feel like on this record, at least this and the last couple, that we've really cohesed into a sound where everyone knows their strengths and the jobs that they can do to make a song better. And we just focus on that. And the more the merrier.
Of course, you're being billed as a bluegrass band for this bluegrass concert. That you don't mind that, I presume.
I don't mind that. I mean, in the beginning, we're not really a bluegrass band, but it all depends on how you define that word. Mm-hmm. I think as the years go by, we were not bluegrass, but as the years go by, bluegrass is sort of becoming what we do. You know, it's like the definition of the word is shifting in this modern world a little bit. But, you know, we write all our own material and perform it, and so it's a real song-driven approach, just, you know, utilizing the instruments of bluegrass, which is that's a fun, you know, microscope to put songs under.
There's some little slower songs on here, and there's a lot of songs about love, which is in some form or another, which is I think inevitable. One called "Girl She Used to Be," which I quite enjoyed. Was there a real person behind this one?
Well, I mean, you can't deny that everyday experiences in life filter their way into the songs that you write, and this band being around for a while, we've really, you know, we're getting older and aging and everything. And one of the great things about being a man and getting older is getting to love older women. So we wanted to focus on that a little bit. And this song is a tribute to all the ladies out there, young and old.
From Chatham County Line, my guest is Dave Wilson. They're lead vocalist and guitarist and sometimes harmonica player. Well, I guess you are the harmonica player, meaning
yeah, I guess so.
Sometimes you have harmonica in the songs from their latest CD called Tightrope here on Live and Local.
She was just so tall back when she was barely on the ball. Now she's a woman all but grown, who knows the things arise unknown. She's a woman now, somehow I'm gonna get her back to the girl she used to be. Again in our college years, back when tomorrow had no fear. She once placed flowers in her hair, but now a shade of gray is all that's there. She's a woman now, somehow I'm gonna get her back to the girl she used. older since I first could walk. She's the reason I first could talk. Hold her hand when she gets scared. And for a moment the child is there, afraid of what tomorrow will bring. Like when late at night the phone does ring, she tosses and turns throughout the night. Who knows the cause of all that fright? She's a woman now. Somehow I'm gonna get her back. Girl,
that's Chatham County Line, their song Girl She Used to Be, featuring, as all the songs do, in the lead vocals, Dave Wilson, who's my guest here on Live and Local. The band will be playing second on a summer bluegrass concert at Allerton Park in Monticello Friday night next week, June 27th. First will be a group called Frank F. Sidney's Western Bandit Volunteers. I love the name of that band. And then that'll be from 6 to 7, and then Chatham County Line from 7 to 9 o'clock. And you can get more information on the concert by going to allerton.illinois.edu. And Dave Wilson's my guest here. This portion of Live and Local. I read that you had some early popularity in Norway, of all places.
Yeah, we have a strange connection. We, through a mutual friend, we got to go one Christmas. The period between Christmas and New Year's is called Romjuls in Norway, and there's this legendary songwriter and performer named Jonas Fjeld, who maybe some of your listeners remember. He was in a band with Rick Danko and Eric Anderson back in the early 90s, I believe, the trio, and they put out a couple great records. But we just had a chance to go over there and do this live concert. It was kind of a retrospective of a bunch of his hit songs and some of our material. And unbeknownst to us, over the four shows, he recorded the shows and a few months later released an album of it, and the country really went gaga for it. And so we had the chance to go and tour for probably way too much time in Norway, and then we made a studio album with him. The first one was Brother of Song, and then last year, I mean, we really just had a lot of fun hanging out with him. So last year we did another record with him called Western Harmonies. And it's a great joy to be able to go to such a strange country and drink $13 beers.
Does beer figure prominently in Chatham County Line's history? It's the second time you've mentioned it today.
I can neither confirm nor deny this
information. Yeah, that's the answer to my question right there. So, do you go back there with some regularity?
We try to go about once a year. We're doing a European tour in November of this year, and so we're going to do a big show in Oslo, which we're really excited about, and see some friends. You know, we've literally spent probably 8 months or a year in Norway cumulative, and so we've got a lot of friends over there and a lot of familiar faces, so we love getting back there.
Yeah, I'll bet. There are at least a couple songs on this CD that have to do with soldiers, veterans, and mm-hmm. I wonder why is it important, or was it important to you as a band to, I guess, pay tribute to soldiers in some form or another musically?
Well, these years now, I mean, we're losing over 400 veterans of World War II every day, and that living link to that great war is going to be severed within the next couple of years, and so we wanted to kind of eulogize and pay tribute to these soldiers, these men and women who really went somewhere that a lot of people didn't want to go and do the jobs that a lot of people did not want to do. And I mean, it was such an amazing time in the history of the world. And I've had the chance to go to a veteran's funeral, and when you're sitting there and these other old men are there and their caps and their, you know, their medals and in their uniforms, and they might not even known this man that died, but they're there as a fellow soldier to pay tribute, it's one of the most powerful experiences you can have.
Well, this song Hawk, I think, is the one you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And well, as you say, it's a fitting tribute. It's a really nice song. And the other one on there, I think it's the Final Reward is the last one.
Yeah, we're going to end with that song. And it's, you know, we're from North Carolina, so being from the South, the Civil War is kind of this unavoidable thing. And with the 150 years or so now, the anniversary, it was just kind of a strong memory. And so that song came out of there somehow or another.
And interesting that most of that has just a simple piano accompaniment, or at least a good
Greg,
chunk of it.
Yeah, Greg Redlin, like I said, is a great piano player. And we had wrestled with that song, you know, playing it with, on the just straight-up banjo and guitar and fiddle, and it just never felt right. And one day in the studio, Greg came in, and he had come up with this piano part that was kind of rooted somewhat in some gospel, and it just, when I started to sing the song over it, it just made complete sense. And so we worked it up, and ends up being on the record.
That one, folks, will have to either go to the concert. I don't know if you'll do that song in the concert or not, or buy the record. I'm going to end this conversation with the song Hawk, with which we mentioned a moment ago. Chatham County Line will be performing Friday night, June 27th. At Allerton Park in Monticello, part of their U of I Credit Union concert series. And it'll open at 6 o'clock with Frank F. Sidney's Western Bandit Volunteers, and then Chatham County Line from 7 to 9. For more information on the concert, it's allerton.illinois.edu. For more information on Chatham County Line, that's your web address, .com. Dave Wilson's their lead singer, guitarist, harmonica player, and has been my guest this portion of Live and Local. Thanks very much for joining us, and it's great to hear about the band.
Hey, Kevin, thank you so much, and thanks for playing us on Live and Local.
Hawk was just 17 when he flew away for war. Lied to Lena when he applied, but what is his land for? Train in Arizona in the year of 42. They all called him Hawk for the way that he flew. It's been 60 years or more. He's been up in the air. Spends his days now flying a dusty old armchair. That might be just a bore, but he became my friend. What is the story that an ear to bend? Hawk, how you could fly. I hope you would bushes gathered around. They folded the flag and placed it in my hand. Said Hawk is in a place where we'll never have to land.
That's Chatham County Line, the song called Hawk from their album Tightrope. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois.